For decades now, prison rights activists and legal experts have raised serious concerns about how solitary confinement is used in Canada's prisons. Even so, solitary confinement is increasingly being used as a tool for dealing with overcrowded prisons. In a groundbreaking case last month, the Government of Canada reached a settlement with Bobby Lee Worm, a 26-year-old Aboriginal woman from Saskatchewan who is held in solitary confinement for more than 3.5 years while in prison. The lawsuit charged that Ms. Worm was treated illegally and inhumanely. Joining us to talk about the case is Grace Pastine, a lawyer with the BC Civil Liberties Association. Thanks for joining us, Grace.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So who is Bobby Lee Worm?
Well, Bobby Lee Worm is a young First Nations woman. She was 19 years old and a first-time offender when she was sentenced to federal prison. She served a sentence of just about 6 years in total. The most serious offense she was charged with was robbery. At the time that she was imprisoned, Bobby Lee was living on the streets. She was addicted to drugs. She came from an incredibly traumatic background and had suffered physical and sexual abuse as a child and as a young woman. And she was a very damaged young woman. And almost shortly after she was imprisoned, Bobby Lee was subjected to one of the cruelest and most inhumane forms of imprisonment that a prisoner can face, and that is solitary confinement.
So what are some of the reasons that women like Bobby Lee are placed in solitary confinement?
Well, Bobby Lee was placed on a program known as the Management Protocol, and that is a program that was designed for women that were deemed to be high risk and high needs. So shortly after Bobby Lee entered prison, she engaged in fights with other prisoners, and the prison officials determined that she was a safety risk to herself and to the prison. And so they decided to place her on the Management Protocol. And the most distinguishing feature of the Management Protocol was solitary confinement. Women that were placed on the Management Protocol would be placed in solitary confinement for very extended periods of time.
So it's been almost 20 years since 1996 when a report conducted by Madam Justice Louise Arbour, the former UN High Commissioner of Human Rights and former Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada, found serious concerns with how solitary confinement is being used in Canadian prisons. What issues did she raise?
Well, what she determined was that that solitary confinement should be used only in the most extreme of circumstances, and it should only be used for very short periods of time. And that's because individuals who are subjected to solitary confinement suffer all sorts of incredibly detrimental effects. That includes everything from psychosis and hallucinations to insomnia and confusion. And in fact, research shows that solitary confinement can create mental illness in individuals where before none existed. So in her review of the women's prison in Kingston, Madam Justice Arbour expressed very serious concerns about the use of long-term solitary confinement. And what she determined is that prisoners should not be made to spend more than 30 consecutive days in segregation, and that that period should not be imposed any more than twice in a calendar year. So what she recommended was that there be very strict limitations placed on for how long an institution could place an individual in solitary confinement, and that an institution should have to demonstrate that it was absolutely necessary to do so, and that there weren't less destructive alternative forms of incarceration supervision that would be possible. So what's really striking about that is that under the law now, there are no limits whatsoever placed on the amount of time that an individual can spend in what's known as administrative segregation, which is the type of solitary confinement that Bobby Lee was in. That is a solitary confinement that is imposed for the safety of the individual or the safety of the prison. So right now, there are absolutely no limits on the length of time an individual can spend in that type of solitary confinement, whereas what Madam Justice Darbour said years ago, back in 1996, was that it should be no more than 30 days, which that's a far cry from the 3.5 years that Bobby Lee spent in solitary confinement.
In the past few years, maybe over a period of time now, there's been a shift in our legal system away from correction and a greater emphasis on punishment. How does the justice system's use of solitary confinement fit in with this shift?
Well, solitary confinement serves absolutely no rehabilitative purpose. In certain circumstances, it may be necessary to temporarily segregate an individual from the rest of the prison population. But there can be no justification from depriving an individual of all human contact, including contact with individuals who can provide rehabilitation, like drug counselors or psychiatrists or psychologists. There's no justification for that. What solitary confinement does is it destroys the soul and it unhinges the mind. In fact, what it is doing, it is making people come out of prison worse than when they went in. What Bobby Lee said was that, if you're not broken when they put you in the hole, you're broken when they take you out. And that really doesn't serve our goals as a society. In fact, it works against our goals as a society. What we want is people who are fully ready to integrate back into their communities when they leave prison, and not people who are released from solitary confinement and led directly to the prison gate only to commit more crimes.
What are some of the alternatives that could be used for prisoners who are currently being placed under solitary confinement?
Well, in those extreme circumstances where it is necessary to isolate a prisoner from the general prison population due to concerns about security or safety, that period of isolation should only be for the shortest amount of time possible. For example, if an individual is at risk of self-injury or suicide, it's a time of crisis, they are engaging in a fight with another prisoner, that type of thing. But it really needs to be limited in duration, and the prisoner needs to continue to have access to meaningful daily human interaction, whether that's in the form of programming, such as counseling, or other types of rehabilitation, or supervised contact with other prisoners. And it certainly shouldn't be used as just a general way for managing prisoners. It shouldn't be used as a tool to warehouse prisoners that have mental health problems. We need to be making programs available to prisoners that serve rehabilitative functions, that will help prisoners have new lives when they leave. I feel trite to say it, but educational programs, counseling, these sorts of things, not just brutalizing people.
So you're labeling the decision, the settlement that you reached with the Government of Canada as a victory. Is there anything you can tell us about the settlement that you did reach?
Well, the terms of the government's release don't allow us to disclose the terms of the settlement. But what we can say is that Bobby Lee is very pleased with the outcome of the process and with the settlement itself.
And how will your case affect other people in Canada who are experiencing solitary confinement?
We think that this lawsuit has really helped draw attention to the unconstitutional practice of long-term solitary confinement. And we are going to continue to challenge the government's use of this illegal process. So Bobby Lee's case is a step in the right direction. It's a step towards treating prisoners humanely and giving them a real chance to successfully reenter society when they're released. Shortly after we filed our lawsuit, the government of Canada canceled the management protocol, and that was the program that under which Bobby Lee had suffered while she was in prison, that rendered her in solitary confinement for those many years. So that was, we think, a direct result of our lawsuit. That program had been criticized from all quarters since it was created many years ago. But it wasn't until Bobby Lee filed her lawsuit that Corrections Canada finally rescinded the program.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to us today about this, and congratulations on your settlement.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Grace Pastine, a lawyer with the BC Civil Liberties Association. You're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.